Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara here on this beautiful Saturday morning. So we're so happy that you are able to join us. Well, I have a full house of, like, really important people in with us. Are you a little intimidated? Goodness. I'm a little intimidated by it. I'm just letting you know. So,
but we're on this side of the table,
look
good.
How they're looking at us.
I know.
Like, seriously?
Like, they're expecting something really smart to come out of our mouths. I don't know.
And we have zero preparation. But, Sin, it's just the way that we do things.
This way we roll.
Yes. So, of course, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are, of course, from Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. You also know we have another office opened on the South Coast, which is over in Bridgewater. Really not on the coast, but that's
not
what they call
close.
That area.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. It's a little close. I mean, but whatever matters. I mean, it's closer than, you know, Illinois or something.
Exactly.
So we are actually going to be opening our Dorchester office soon. We keep on talking about that. I promise more to come on that. A couple house cleaning things, too. I don't know if you know about this, but the show before us was McNamara on Money, and that was with Alyssa McNamara Reed. She is one of the hosts on that show, and we are resurrecting financially secure women.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it was a big hit for our guests who are staring at me blankly, like, what the heck is she talking about? We actually put together a group. It was myself and Alyssa, of course, and a couple other people, and we put together just a panel of women to help other women, because we're seeing people who are going through, you know, divorces or widowed or just they're just not sure what they would do even if they're happily married. We had a couple of those people, and they were just like, geez, if anything ever did happen to my husband, God forbid. You look like you want to kill your husband right now with that.
Oh, no.
Look.
No, I was thinking I'll be all set. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I pretty much do everything.
Well, if you die, there's going to be a different
thing. Everyone's
in trouble. Yeah, you should probably leave all those passwords with me. I told Mark, if anything happens to me, just go see my assistant, Mary. She'll get you into all of our bank accounts. But we are resurrecting that. I don't know what our first topic will be, possibly on, you know, navigating home buying and home selling. So we will have more information about that. And Alyssa and I will be meeting soon and putting that all together. So
that sounds great.
Yeah, every time. We've done it like three times. We've had over 80 women come and join us for some of these events. And
can I be a guest?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can talk if you want. You want to talk?
No. Yes, I do. Do I ever not want to talk?
I know. So our guests who are like, it's like a serious bunch we
I know,
have here
I know.
Today.
So we're going to try so and
the
act
first
straight.
Person, yeah, the first person that gets a crack out of them gets like a little prize today, right?
Okay.
Lisa's all in. Lisa's like, hey, I'm all about fun. So it's she's like, good. I'm out of the office right now.
Free kayak ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. So today what we're going to be talking about is just some things that are going on in Pembroke. So, you know, we both live in Pembroke. Yes, we love our town, Pembroke. Been there 23 years.
23? Yeah.
23 years for you as well. And, P.S., like the raid on thing is coming soon.
Oh, it
we're
is.
We're going to be doing
Stay
that.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we're doing a raid on test at our house.
We videoed.
At our houses, and we're videoing taping that. So, Mr. Thorne, who Ed Thorne, I like to call him Ed, my friend Ed. He's our town administrator for the town of Pembroke, and he reached out to me and just said, hey, how can I get, you know, the news out about everything that's going on with the trash? So good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Always like being here.
Yes, I know. You're always great about coming when I ask you to, you know, come in and tell me and fill me in on everything that's going on in Pembroke. So when I'm not floating around Uptown Hall myself. We also have Lou Stone with us. This is your first time here, Lou. So thank you for coming. And Lou, you're a selectman for the town of Pembroke. How long have you been a selectman now?
8 years.
8 years. Mm. Wow. And you're still there. Like, you haven't given up, huh?
No, I'm chairman this year.
You're chairman. Oh. You know what? I should know that. I don't know why I don't
you
know
should.
That. Well, I haven't watched. Like, I usually watch on TV, but I'm usually working right now.
It's, right.
You know what I mean? So I just haven't seen. But you and I were on a committee together, right, with
That's
the fire chief. And remember, I came right out and I said, I have a really nice, strong liking for you right now. So, I mean, I always voted for you before, but I mean, now I was able to really put your personality to it. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, it was great. That was sort of an honor, don't you think? I felt, for me it was, anyways, to help with the fire chief.
Yes.
In doing all that.
It was.
Perfect. And then we also have the one and only Lisa Cullity, and she's our Board of Health agent.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're always good about coming, calling, doing everything, filling us in.
I try. I think it's very important that the citizens of a community know what's going on in their community. That's how they are better citizens. That's how they're better informed. And that's how they know what their government's doing for them if we're not out there communicating. How are they supposed to know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you are a huge advocate for our town. I mean, you know, how long have you been our Board of Health agent now?
I'm coming up on my 6th year as agent, and of course I served on the Board of Health for 16 years before that, so
wow.
Pretty much from the time I moved into town, which you guys have me beat by a few years. I've only been here 21.
Yeah, okay, so we're veterans. That's
yes, you've got me beat, hands down.
Yeah. We're townies, like, I'm
official. You're totally a townie. That 2 years absolutely sunk the ship for me. I'm still a newcomer.
Yeah, exactly. I love how you put the little Dorchester in there. Is it just because you're in my presence, or what is it?
No, my husband's family is all OFD. The whole Cullity clan is OFD,
of
so it
course.
Rubs off on you if you spend enough time
yes.
with them.
And I spent a lot of time with Bill, because your husband is actually on the zoning board as well at
Absolutely.
The town of Pembroke, and I am now resigned from that board. It was just becoming just sort of a conflict a little bit. I felt a little weird, you know.
Yeah. And it's a lot of work. Mm. It's a lot of work. People look at these boards and committees, and I don't think that they understand even something like ZBA planning, the number of hours, the amount of learning, the amount of effort that goes into that. And of course, the town's always seeking, mm-hmm. you know, people that are interested in talented help and willing to work. Please come on down. We could use all the bodies we could get.
Yeah, so I know that we definitely have some boards that are open right now. We're sort of jumping ahead a little bit, but we know there's some on the zoning board. And, you know, I think for all of our listeners out there, you know, whether you're from Pembroke or if you're from Marshfield or any of the surrounding towns, I mean, you have a good friend, Rocco, who's over in Marshfield, Scituate, all of these towns, I think it's really our duty as members of the community to give back a little bit. Yeah, it gets
Absolutely.
A little, you know, it's like, oh, I have a zoning board meeting tonight and I'm busy or crazy, but it's more about making the decisions. Because one thing mm-hmm. I don't like is when people sit out and then they complain and they put it on Facebook. We all know what page we're talking about, right? The one I created. And I'm like, don't complain if you're not going to vote. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're just happy to be part of that. But, you know, with Boston Connect growing, I felt awkward suddenly.
Sure.
And I didn't want that. I didn't think it was fair to the town. And I didn't think it was fair to, you know, our agents and everything. So I decided to step down from that. So, Sin, what do you think about all this?
I'm speechless.
You're speechless.
I'm absolutely speechless.
Speechless.
For once,
yeah,
yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
So, Lou, was there a committee that was put together for all of the trash, or was this just something that sort of came, Lisa, Ed, whoever wants to jump in first?
I just invented it.
Ed,
I thought it was a great idea.
There was no invention. It was a draft. It was an all-out assault draft. It was very sweet. Ed recruited myself, Kathleen McCarthy, our town treasurer collector, the town accountant, Lou Stone, Mike Valente, who, of course, runs our recycling facility.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, so we have a trash contract coming up, and we have to have a better solution than we have today. So you six are all going to come help me.
Oh my gosh. Mike is still doing that. Good.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
He's wonderful.
Great
He's
answer.
On the cutting edge. And follows all that. He still goes to all the trash conferences, the things that Ed and I wouldn't have time to do. He still goes to all of that. He is still in touch with all of the players, all of the newest technology. He knew more about the technology coming than we did.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
So why did we need a better solution? I only live in Pembroke, and my trash gets picked up, and I roll the barrels down the hill, and then they get
it goes away
every week. So I'm unfortunately, I have no idea we had a problem with our trash, but I would love to know what problem I have with my trash.
Well, we didn't have a problem, but it would have been when your trash bill goes up, considerably.
Do we pay now?
You pay $200.
$200 now.
$200 a year.
It used to be $280.
And we got it down because we had a new trash con hauler, Mike Delpreet, and the cost was low. And we started using our reserves that the Department of Revenue told us that we needed to spend.
Yeah.
And so we knew that was coming to an end. And we knew that the increase was going to happen. It's just how much of an increase it was going to be. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're saving money. We're just going to be spending less money. Mm-hmm. And so the last year or so, we've been looking at a new system in mm-hmm. our town. And fortunately, 5 years ago, we kind of took a step when we had the automated recycling program.
Mm-hmm.
We rolled that out about 5 years ago, and it was immensely successful. And as Lisa and Lou will attest, that when we researched other communities, we saw that fully automated trash systems are the way to go.
Explain to people what that means. Because I know Cindy knows, but mm-hmm. and I sort of know. I have an understanding. But let people know what automated is.
Well, in essence, the truck's going to come in front of your house, and it's going to pick up the toter that we're going to be providing for both trash and recycling. And it literally picks it up, dumps it into the truck. And it only takes one person to do it. Actually, currently, right now, as we speak, trash is being picked up by two or three people on a truck manually, where they actually go out there and pick it up and dump it in there. So the cost that that these companies will save, labor costs, would have been passed along to us. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the contract that we're going to be signing, or I did sign with Easy Disposal, will be considerably less than what we'd have paid if we continued manually.
Yeah. So are we one of the towns that are ahead of the game and we're getting this automated, or are we a little bit behind?
Midstream compared to the towns around us.
Okay.
I'd say about half the towns around us have gone automated. Of the half around us that have done it, about one quarter of those have only done it in the last year. I'm lucky I have a lot of family all over the place, so I can answer some of that. I have family in Middleborough and Whitman, and both of them just went automated literally 8 months before we're going to do it. Other communities are looking at doing it right behind us, but of course, depending on where any community is in its trash contract is going to dictate when they can switch types of services. So it just happened to be that this is the time that our contract was up. This was the time we needed to make a decision. And it was the right time to analyze those costs. We did bring in outside companies to attempt to bid against Easy, which they unfortunately lost for them. Yay for us. It meant lower trash fees. But we're right in the midline of South Shore communities in our pickup.
So when you say it's automated, so before we had three people, so now is it a driver and one person on the back?
Just a driver.
What, an arm comes out?
An arm comes out. It's pretty cool.
It's going up.
See, you jumped ahead on me again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a fantastic video that's actually being shot by Easy at a home in Pembroke. It could be happening as we speak, as a matter of fact. I think it was today or tomorrow. And they're going to show this. It's an automated arm. Everyone saw the Toy Story, right? The claw comes. It's literally the claw comes out, scoops the barrel, picks it up, tips it, and empties it into the end of the truck, puts it back down, and drives away.
Wow, that's
saves
amazing.
A lot
actually.
Of back pain.
Yeah, a
so
lot of back pain.
Who's
going
to give Grace like a treat when they?
The driver will throw one out the window.
Absolutely.
Well, so maybe you guys don't know that, but when the trash comes, there's like they love the dogs. You know what I mean? They probably have them for the vicious dogs.
They have given treats to mine too.
Yeah, they give little treats and stuff. So now I'll just have to let Gracie know she's not getting a treat anymore because the trash.
Well, maybe not.
Do we get new barrels? Do they take our?
Everyone's getting one new recycling toter, and well, they have their recycling toter. It's one new trash toter.
Say, yeah,
this will
just
be
have
allocated
the newer
for trash, and people will be able to buy additional. The number one questions I get asked about this is, everyone getting a toter? Yes, everyone is getting a toter. One for free, no questions asked, end of your driveway, just like you got your recycling bin. the first question that comes up is, but I already bought some extra toters. That's fantastic. You can keep those extra toters. You can use an extra toter for trash. You can use an extra toter for recycling. We even have stickers down at Town Hall to label a recycling toter. We're going to have some made up for trash. So if you purchased your own toters at Lowe's or somewhere else, you can go ahead and put a sticker on them and use an additional one. So that's the first question they were going to ask me. Everyone says, well, I have an automated bin, but it's not a toter. That's just fine. As long as it has the divots in the side for the automated arm, that's just fine. The barrels that aren't going to be okay are your smaller 32-gallon round barrels, or everyone knows the rectangle ones with the really small wheels on them. Those are not automated compatible, and quite simply, the arm is just going to crush them. Can they pick them up? Yes. Are they going to destroy them the first time they do it? Yes.
Well, can they take
Here's
the whole barrel?
Here's how you'll know.
Yeah.
When your trash isn't picked up and it's still there when you get home from work, whatever night of the week that is, wrong barrel.
Wrong barrel.
Wrong additional barrel. You need to go buy another one.
Right. Yes.
That's how I'll figure it out. That's
yeah.
Right.
So how do you know which one's a which? Like, I don't know. You're talking about a toter. I have no idea. Toter's
the brand name.
What we decided to do is, we kept the same color because we like the dark green color.
Yeah.
As opposed to the as opposed to the blue
pink.
And
the
orange and all that
stuff.
Oh, come on. You wanted pink.
Pink.
I know you wanted pink.
I remember pink. Well, see, I've always used BFI.
Yeah.
Blue. Yep.
So anyway, so this go-round, when we bought the trash toters, and they'll be delivered in a
beginning
couple
of
more days. Yeah,
yeah, they're going to be here in town by the 22nd.
We'll make it really simple on everybody. We'll actually have trash printed on the top of the lid. And it's going to be green, but it'll be with a green lid as opposed to the black lid
correct.
That the recycling has. So we're making it really, really simple for everybody.
You think you are.
Yeah, unless someone's
just blind. Let's just see what you think you're making it simple. It all sounds so simple, but you wait. You're going to get phone calls.
Well, why don't you ask one of our elected chairman here about how he thought the selectmen
what was the selectman's role? And I need you to come very close to this microphone, Lou. I know that you're sort of maxing.
Are you relaxing?
I know you're maxing and
you're
relaxing
just chillaxing over there.
So what were your, as a selectman, what were some of your thoughts on this whole process?
Well, I've been involved with this for a long time because 5 years ago when we started the recycling program, I was on that committee.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been involved with this now for quite a while.
Yeah.
So when we got involved with the Delpreet situation, we had to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So then we started all over again with that.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of experience in dealing with all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And where we take the trash is important.
Okay.
Because they charge us by the ton. So we had a contract for 15 years
mm-hmm.
with a company. And by the time you get to the last year of the 15 years with an escalator clause in it,
mm-hmm.
you're paying a lot of money per ton to have it dumped.
Mm-hmm.
So that contract fortunately ran out.
Yeah.
So
how long are the contracts generally?
Usually 15 or 20 years.
I was going to say, 10 maybe. I was thinking, okay.
Yeah. So the towns on the Cape decided they would join together and act as one group to get a better deal
mm-hmm.
instead of each town doing it on their own. So I contacted the Cape and I said, how about Pembroke?
Yeah.
Can we get involved in this? And they said, come on down.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down to Barnstable and had a lot of meetings. And fortunately, we had a new company getting involved. A little competition is always good.
Yeah.
Because there was usually just one big company that you had to deal with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were good, but they were the only one.
Yeah.
So we got a very favorable rate.
Yeah.
On the tonnage of trash that is taken there. So coupled with that, and then we had great service with Mike.
Yeah.
And but then, as Lisa said, he ran into some issues, so we had to get another company. So the Board of Selectmen has been involved with this for 5 or 6 years.
So the company that we have now, so Delpreet is no longer there. So yeah. Who's the company we have now?
So we have EZ.
Okay, so it is
that's
them,
who's
so
been doing it
that's
for,
correct.
For however long?
And just a human backside to this, the other questions I keep getting asked, the human backside, well, what happened to Mike Delpreet and all his people? So the happy thing I can report, EZ hired almost all of them.
Oh, great.
If you look out and see the same smiling face on your truck, which is what people constantly say to me, but it's my same person.
Yeah.
That's right, because he hired almost all the people, including Mike Delpreet himself. Mike Delpreet is still out on my my truck on occasion. I get to wave and say hi to him. The other question I keep getting asked is, well, automation is great. That's going to save us money. What about all the employees? EZ just landed another large contract down in New Bedford. Not a single person is going to lose their job with EZ over us going automated. As a matter of fact, they have taken their exact same staff, offered them all kinds of automated training. Everyone remembers the nice ladies on the back of the truck and remember waving to them. And so I thought that was so cool that they were doing such a non-traditional job. A lot of them went and got their hydraulics license so they can now drive these automated trucks.
Isn't that great? Yeah, no, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
So you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We're not talking really about real estate right now, but we are talking about things that are really important that are going on in our town, because Cindy and I both live in Pembroke. So we're talking a little bit about what's going on with our trash. Things are going to be switching over July
11th is the first automated pickup date. The carts are actually getting here to town on June 22nd, thereabout. They'll start arriving. They're going to be assembled. They will start being delivered after July 4th is the target for delivery. They may get a few out before then. They may be a little after July 4th. But the intention of the company delivering them is to have them all out for pickup starting July 11th. They are going to obviously start with the first routes, the quote-unquote Monday routes in town, and work down as they deliver. So there's a possibility that people on Friday routes, like you and I, Sharon, and actually, Cindy, you're on the Friday route too, we might not have our barrels exactly on the 11th, because obviously our pickup day won't be till later that week, more like the 15th. So it's less imperative that we will have them. So people at the tail end of the route might be just behind the curve.
Okay. And what about our old barrels? What can we do with those if they're not usable anymore?
If they're not usable anymore, there's 100 things you can do with them. First of all, repurpose them. I use them all for gardening. Any old beat up barrel. If you don't want your old barrels, they are all fully recyclable. Don't throw them out. They're heavy plastics. They can be recycled. The other thing is, myself and any other active gardener will tell you, please don't throw out a perfectly usable barrel. Post it on Pembroke Connect or somewhere else for free. I can almost guarantee you, landscapers, gardeners, anyone in that line of work, you can never have too many trash barrels. They wear out so quickly. So don't throw them out. They're not rubbish. Even if they're not used for trash, so to speak, they have a value to someone else.
Yeah.
And should they completely disintegrate, great, and just be really beyond use, they are recyclable.
All right, perfect. Yeah, and that it does work really well on the Pembroke Connect, but I actually put on my own page. Remember all those? I still have some suitcases for you, by the way, because I don't know. I like bags.
You have more suitcases than most women have shoes. I was amazed. You had hundreds of suitcases. Are you planning world travel?
I have no idea. I don't even know why I have so many, but I do. I guess I don't know. I have whatever. I have a thing.
And then you literally last fall asked me if I had an extra suitcase for Casey to go to Italy, and I thought,
A large one, like a really big one.
Oh, you needed the big. Well, then that's different. Yours were more the medium small. I will give you that.
You did not have a really large one. I didn't know you didn't have a large one. I cleaned up my attic.
You have to have one jumbo
Ed's looking at me like, what the heck are they talking about? But I have a lot of suitcases. So anyways,
we just evolved to women talk. The guys are just looking at us funny.
I know. But you know what ended up happening is, this is a long story. They all ended up back up in the attic. So I'm like, now I have to bring them back down. So whatever.
Always the way.
I know. Well, again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are both of Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. We're not talking real estate, but we're talking everything Pembroke today. And we are going to have a show I want to tell you about on July 23rd. We're going to be having, I'm actually going to be on for 3 hours. So I will be doing McNamara Financial from 8 to 10. And then I will also be doing Talk Real Estate. So we're going to be here for 3 hours. And what we've done is invited a lot of our agents from Boston Connect Real Estate to pick a town that they're very familiar with and they know the most about. And we're going to talk about the highlights of each one of those towns. So it's just going to be hyper local South Shore. And you're going to hear it all here on WATD. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Again, there goes my schizophrenia. I do it every week. So, no, it's me and Cindy Ford. I'm not the same person, I know. We have today with us Everything Pembroke. So we have Mr. Ed Thorne here, who is our town administrator. He's wonderful about getting all the information out to all of our community when things are happening. We also have Mr. Lou Stone, who is our selectman, one of our selectmen for the town of Pembroke. He's also the chairman this year, so that's great. And also Lisa Cullity, who is our Board of Health agent and doing a fabulous job over there. We were talking a little bit off the air, so when Delpreet, when Easy took over Delpreet, did we have the same trucks? And what's going to be the situation with those trucks versus what's going to pick these things up?
Well, obviously, no one planned on what was going to happen, least of all Delpreet. So we were kind of caught in a lurch. And it just so happened that Easy had enough trucks that they could divert and basically use what they were using as spare trucks to continue our trash service so that everyone's trash got picked up instead of sitting in front of their house, which would have been bad.
Mm-hmm. And no, I didn't even know about that. So that was
most
like
people
seamless.
Didn't, but actually, believe it or not, online, the chatter immediately as soon as people noticed the different trucks was instantaneous. The town hall was obviously flooded with phone calls.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, the trucks weren't the black and red ones we were used to. They were either Capital yellow and red or Easy's gray and blue. And so people were calling that noticed. Obviously, most people aren't home during the day, though. Most people work, have a life, going and doing something else. But the seniors and the younger folks and the stay-at-home moms, they did immediately notice and call
us. I was
us.
Behind one today, and I didn't notice.
So. I saw it, but, you know, a lot of the companies, like even where my husband works, they have like they're still having trucks that say BFI or
sure.
waste management, the
exactly.
companies that they bought instead of doing the lettering
repainting.
And everything all over.
Well, it's
so
expensive.
I saw that it is. It's very yeah. expensive, and they get such a disaster very quickly. The trucks
yeah.
take
yeah.
a beating.
Yes.
So I did see the Capital, and I thought, oh, they must just be Delpreet must just
yeah,
be using
a truck,
other
right.
trucks that when other companies may go out of
yeah.
business, you'll buy the surplus.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I didn't think much because my trash is still being picked up, which
exactly that's
really,
the only thing that gets people excited.
I
don't
skip a beat.
There.
I come and
yeah.
it goes down. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
being picked up, so that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. So with the so now they have to get all new trucks for us?
They're getting all new trucks. It was a cost investment on Easy's part, and they decided that the cost investment, just as they reflected in their bid to us, that while it would save us money to go automated, it would save them money to invest in new trucks. So we're going to be getting all new trucks picking up throughout Pembroke. And actually, he probably had to increase his truck order order after his recent acquisition of the Fall River. I'm sorry, it's Fall River, New Bedford. Please don't pin me on that. I don't work for either town. So he got one of the larger South Shore towns. So he's probably ordered a lot more, but we are going to be seeing those new trucks sometime after July will be coming in for the automated pickup.
So that's quite a commitment. How
yeah,
long is that contract with them now?
Five years.
5 years. That's a huge commitment for 5 years.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Honestly.
I think he's banking on getting the subsequent contracts, but right now I have to say the call complaints when the Board of Health used to oversight trash and we had BFI were staggering. The volume of calls was just... no exaggeration, 2, 3, 4 dozen calls of complaint a week. When the Board of Health hired Mike Delpre, those calls plummeted to 1 a month. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about that in terms of volumes of call and customer service. When we switched over, you guys just said the things that warmed my heart. Nobody noticed.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. When you have a company providing great service and the company that takes over and no one notices a loss of service, probably because he preserved so much of the personnel.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can say. If you're getting good service and you don't even realize the service has changed, that's the best vote you can get.
Absolutely. So what happened, like at what point did it go from Board of Health over to the selectman's office,
that was about 7 years ago, I believe.
Yeah, about 7. Yeah.
It became a management issue. There were certain bonding issues that were better handled by the Board of Selectmen. There were certain funding issues better presented at town meeting. At a certain point, there's still some towns that handle it within the Board of Health, but honestly, due to the kinds of contracts that need to be negotiated for trash, it's better off in a Department of Public Works, which many towns do, or a Board of Selectmen. Mm-hmm. The Board of Health does not have the same advantages that those two boards would have. Also, some towns view it as a conflict of interest. Keep in mind, the Board of Health is the one that licenses trash hauling and enforces trash regulation. So it's very hard to be the board that sits there and negotiates a trash contract or oversees a trash contract and at the same time be the enforcement agency if anything goes wrong. So not a lot of towns handle it through the Board of Health. There's a few still left out there, but by and large, it's Selectmen or DPW across the South
Shore. Besides, I didn't have anything to do that afternoon.
Yeah, he was bored. He was bored,
Selectman,
so I handed
went ahead
to
and just said, there you oh, Ed, you got nothing to do today. How about taking over trash?
And Ed's there like, oh, yeah, perfect. That's
I did a little bit of dancing. That was a great one for me. Yeah. Sorry, Ed.
Yeah, but it's funny, though, because I know even Lisa, you know, I mean, there have been so many questions.
Sure.
You know, initially, Ed, we did, you know, a big topic on, and I tried to keep on promoting it when we first got the recycling bins and we were having a problem in town. When people were moving, they were taking the bins with them.
Yes.
So trying to get that word out there, like, no, it stays with the property. It doesn't go with the person. And I just remember it was even recently I had a question, like, where does somebody have to, in new construction?
Yes.
I was like, all right, does one automatically get dropped off? Is the person supposed to go there? Am I, as the agent, supposed to, you know, their real estate agent supposed to go pick them up one? I called Lisa. I didn't even bother you guys. So you should be happy. She answered my question and then said, but in all honesty, like, this has nothing to do with me. So she was good about that. So why don't you answer that question? If you are purchasing a house, what are your responsibilities? Or, I mean, what if you're selling a house, what are the responsibilities?
You go through our office. I mean, right now, as you as realtors know, that we started working with all the realtors to make sure that the serial number on that toter or on that barrel is on your trash bill, as well as a municipal lien certificate. So we had all that worked out. And that was a comment that was raised when I spoke before Town of Plymouth precinct chairs. Our good friend Melissa, town manager there, asked me to come and explain how we were doing it in Pembroke. That was right about when we rolled it out. Mm-hmm. And that was a question that people had. Well, how do we know that this toter belongs with this house and all that? And I explained to them about how serial numbers, you know, were placed on the trash bills as well as municipal lien certificates.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, so you went over to Plymouth. I love the thought process of you give it out in slices, it comes back to you in loaves. You know what I mean? So it's like towns helping towns and communities helping communities. It's just, I think it's great. You know what I mean? Because everybody is out there sort of, hey, let's help each other be better at doing these and costing, you know, saving towns money and everything.
Absolutely.
Did you have, you looked like you were going to ask a question. You have a question?
Not at all.
This is the quietest I've ever seen you. Like, seriously, they have to listen to our podcast. They have no idea.
I know. I'm trying to be on my best behavior. It's I have to be quiet to be on my best behavior.
Yeah, all your friends right now, like, no one's going to be texting
all
you after the show.
Don't worry,
we'll pick up your trash anyway.
I'm already
still pick up your trash.
I'm already getting texts now saying, where are you?
We'll still get your trash. So now, are there a limit to how many trash barrels people can have out there?
Yes, there is.
we've always had the rule that there would be 64 gallon of trash.
Mm-hmm.
So with these new toters, you can get half of that in one. So you actually can put out two toters of trash.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa's already covered that if you have one already that you bought, you can still use that with the automated. Or if you want another new one, you can call the town hall and we can make arrangements where you can buy one from the town.
Okay.
So that's all you're going to have is these nice toters with the wheels that you can wheel down the driveway without any difficulty.
So those will all also have the serial numbers on it. So if you do move, you can take yours with you.
Yes, actually, we worked that out. The very nice ladies, Vicki, and one's on maternity leave, but we'll wait till she gets back before
Casey.
We throw her name out. Well, don't throw her name.
Oh,
she's
sorry.
On vacation. No, that's fine. She's on maternity leave. She'll be back.
Yeah.
But we've already figured out how we're going to work that. One, anyone can go buy a toter anywhere they'd like that they want to keep, and they can get it in any color they want from any Lowe's, Home Depot, whatever. That's wonderful. Obviously, that's yours. If you decide to buy a second toter from Pembroke, that's totally fine too. It will come just like all the Pembroke toters with a serial number. But the ones that are purchased are going to be recorded as a purchase so that when you move, we tell you which serial number to take with you. Hopefully you're moving again in Pembroke because it's awesome.
Yeah.
And you can take your extra bin over to your new house. And then someone proposed, well, what if I buy a bin from Pembroke and then I decide to move to Rockland and Rockland has its own bins and you have to use their bins? I said, fantastic. You throw all your extra Pembroke bin up on Pembroke Connect and sell it to someone else in Pembroke. It's not a problem. We're going to record the ones that are assigned to your home that were given to you by the town that remain there that are town property. And then if you buy an additional, you're welcome to do as you like with it.
Yeah. So I guess what I would just say to my clients, if they were going through this process, I would say get some red spray paint or a white spray paint or something and maybe do a circle or something on the lid of one of them just so you know which one is yours and which one is actually belongs
to the
town. Or like you
said, go to Lowe's and get a slightly different color. They have a slightly darker green at Lowe's that'll still match the
other
ones.
Those are the ones I have, yeah.
Exactly. A lot of people did get those for obvious reasons. Green and green go together.
Yeah.
But that's another good way to tell them apart. I mean, you're under no obligation to purchase your second bin or any second bin from the town. We just put it there as a service available if you need one right away because the town is never going to provide instantaneous service. It's government. We can only move so fast. By all means, Lowe's is open. You know, all the hours are open. You can get whatever you need right there.
All right, perfect. And you had talked about the cost of these. So just so the Pembroke residents know, I mean, you guys are, dotting your I's and crossing your T's and doing your...
We hunted far and wide. So the big thing of... the big topic at annual town meeting was, of course, why did the town go out and buy toters at all? Everyone's like, why don't you just... The two schools of thought. People, why make everyone go out and buy their own toter? And if it's just $50, why are we doing a bonding? Why are we doing anything? Why don't you just make everyone buy a toter? Well, the trash bill is going to go up. As it was mentioned, we had a surplus that was recommended by the DOR to be spent down, and it's now spent down. The trash bill is going to go up to $280, which doesn't seem like a lot, an $80 increase, but for someone living on a fixed income, that is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's a lot for them to come up with, and that's a lot for them to consider. To ask them on top of that to go to spend another $50 to $80 on a bin on top of that, all in one shot, all to be done by July 1st, is asking a lot for someone on a fixed income. You guys know you're in the industry. There's some people out there that are struggling, that are liquidating their homes for not happy reasons, to ask them to spend a bunch of cash out of their pockets, not really fair. Then the other flip side of that coin is by purchasing these bins in bulk from a town, we get to use a municipal buying contract of Massachusetts to toter to guarantee us we are paying the lowest possible price for these toters. So when the town buys them in bulk at this amount, we get that much better of a price. So it makes sense. If the town's going to force everyone to use an automated program, the thought of the committee as a whole was give everyone one of each. If you need beyond that, that should come out of your pocket. That's additional. You pay for it. But we're giving everyone the same equal opportunity to participate.
Okay. So we have to go to a break soon. But one of the things we're saying is we used to be 280. Now we're 200. Now we're going back up to 280.
Correct.
We can still pay twice a year, though, right?
Yes.
So why is the increase if you're telling us there's going to be a reduction of employment costs and all that other stuff? I mean, what is the increase? Is it the per pound or tonnage or whatever?
Well, when we solicited bids from the three major companies here on the South Shore, they all came in approximately the same price. So it was a no-brainer for us to go automated. I think the selectmen would, if they had to do it over again, probably wouldn't have reduced it all the way to $200. Would have probably still kept it around $220 or maybe $230 or so. But, we
can
did...
Can I ask a question just from a business? Why not just keep it $280? If everyone was paying it, why didn't you do that and just keep it in the surplus? You just can't do that?
Well, because what we did a couple of years ago is we created an enterprise fund. Mm-hmm. And so any surplus in the enterprise fund has to be turned back to the general fund. So that didn't make any sense to have a surplus. So we ran through the surplus within 3 years. If we had to do it over again, we probably wouldn't have lowered it all the way to 200.
Yeah.
But anyway, that being
said. So how long
has
it been for 200?
Three years.
3 years. So you've saved everybody $240. That's the way you're looking at it.
Yes. Right.
Please don't look at this as an increase. Just think. We just saved you $240. Look at me.
Over 3 years.
And
I can market anything.
$280 is still a bargain when you look at surrounding towns.
But again, the cost of actually the trucks, the gasoline, the employees have all gone up. If you think about it, it's stagnant for 5 years at $280 without looking at the reduction to spend down. DOR said, spend this money. You can't keep leaving this money in this account. So it was spent down, which was wise. It had to be done. But it's not an increase. When you actually look at it over a six-year period, we've actually stayed level for 6 years. That's unheard of in the trash industry. Absolutely unheard of.
No, that's great. All right, well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about everything Pembroke, because I just love that. So it's Hyperlocal Pembroke. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Not so much about real estate today. We had a little bits and pieces in there. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the trash, and maybe we can find out about some other updates that are happening in the town as well, because I'm so excited about the ponds and all that other good stuff. So we're doing great in Pembroke. We'll be right back.
Does your home reflect everyone's tastes but your own? Are you selling a house in a tough economy? Welcome to Setting the Space in Plymouth, New England's premier staging and interior design company. Designers Blair Hamady and Will Hayward can resolve any design need, large or small, residential or commercial. They've lectured worldwide, designed for major celebrities, and their capabilities are endless. Setting This Space creates unique and stunning interiors for boutiques, hotels, waterfront homes, penthouse condos, as well as smaller bungalows, or even just one room in your home. Visit their showroom in downtown historic Plymouth at 2 Main Street. You'll find two floors of stunning furniture, an interior design studio, and one-of-a-kind accessories. Their corporate office is located at 276 South Meadow Road, also in Plymouth, and contains a 10,000-square-foot warehouse stacked to the rafters with staging furniture and accessories, all for rent or sale. Visit SettingTheSpace.com, SettingTheSpace.com, and begin your design for a well-lived and beautiful life.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, please give us a call at the office. And what's the phone number at the office?
781-826-8000. You thought you could trip me up. 8000. Almost
I
did.
I just wanted to make sure you were awake.
I was
going to
give my
texting
home phone number. Well, no, it's because our... It was a business.
Okay.
It was radio.
You can really do anything you want, really.
It was radio business.
It's your show too. So you know what? Last week when we were talking and I said my dad didn't listen last week, but my dad, he usually listens every week, but this is what he said to me. He came into the office recently. So he wears his Boston Connect Real Estate shirt with pride
very
all over
proudly.
Town, yes. And I said, did you listen to the show last week? It was Father's Day. Like, I wish him happy Father's Day and everything. And a couple weeks ago. And he said, you know, Sharon, I like the show when you do it alone. I like the show when Cindy does it alone. But I don't really like it so much when you do it together.
Oh, my.
He says we laugh too much. But you guys have us very serious today. What do you think of this, Ryan?
Too,
right? We're really, really serious today, aren't we?
We're paying attention today.
Yeah, you're like very well behaved today.
I know, right? It's very difficult.
I know. I feel like
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I know.
Don't be.
Yeah, because Don't worry, we'll make up for it in the next one that we're going to be doing.
But, sounds good.
So lucky for you guys, you have me on my best behavior today. Again, we are here with the best of the best in Pembroke. We have Mr. Ed Thorne, who is our town administrator. Ed, how long have you been administrator?
17 and a half years.
Wow, that went by fast for me.
Second longest on the South Shore to Charlie Seelig in Halifax.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great. Awesome. And Lou Stone, who is a selectman in Pembroke. Lou, how long have you been in town?
52 years.
Wow, just a couple of years. Oh, so you're really a townie. Why didn't you pipe in earlier when we were saying that?
Like, he's got you two beat together.
Yeah,
I know.
I didn't want to embarrass you.
Yeah, well, thank
you.
Well,
you can't. Yeah. You can't.
It takes a lot to embarrass us, yeah. So 52 years, same house, different house, what?
Same house.
I have to get you in this microphone here. So you're still in the same house.
Same house. We had it built and we're still there.
That's awesome.
And I'm still planting grass after 52 years.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you're sort of like a willow tree, don't they? Like, put their roots in deep and they never go anywhere?
They do.
Yeah. That's great, though. 52 years. Well, that's awesome. So you are our chairman right now on our Board of Selectmen. And as I was saying earlier in the show, I had the privilege to sit on a committee with you when it came to helping choose the new fire chief and going through that whole process. Ed, you were so great and organized about all of that, too, with the interviews and everything. So I think our fire chief is doing great. He was actually, I saw him stand up at town meeting, too. But he was so funny because I think he put his hand up when he wasn't supposed to, right?
Yeah, one of the great things about our department heads is that everyone, with the exception of town accountant and myself, live in town.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of ownership involved in that, and they really go over and beyond a call of duty. On, they're not just police chiefs or fire chiefs or health agents. Mm-hmm. You know, they're jack of all trades, and they help the town out in any way they can.
Yes, it's really awesome. And when I was on that committee, it was funny because, I mean, what do I really know about firefighting? Like, you know what I mean? I just know that when I almost burned my house down because Cindy had me on the telephone and had me sidetracked, she's like, did you call the fire department? I'm like, I'm just running out of the house with my babies. Like, I don't know. Like, so, but they're always there. But that whole process gave me I had such pride of Pembroke when I, like, getting through with that whole thing. Those guys were so genuine. They were so committed to our town. They all had so much, like, knowledge and wisdom and everything about them. They all have a little piece of something great to give our town, and it makes me so proud. At town meeting, you know, they were standing up. We were talking about, maybe we don't want to get too much into this, but there was some land that was being purchased. And I loved how the police chief and the fire chief sort of came together, and they sort of put a puzzle together. Like, let's make this the most, you know, best solution for the entire town. And I thought that was fantastic. How did you guys feel about it? Good? Bad?
But that's the beauty of Pembroke. If you asked me the single strongest thing about this community as far as government goes, it is just that. I enjoy a fantastic working relationship, and you ladies have got to see it firsthand. There's not many health agents that can sit there and joke and interact very freely with their town manager or town administrator. There's not many health agents that can sit and interact and joke very freely with the police chief or fire chief. Yep. I work with them on emergency management. The strength of Pembroke is that that's what's always been encouraged from the top down, and it has to come from the top down. And Ed's always given a tremendous amount of latitude, but not only given the latitude, but encouraged the working between department heads. It's easy to say, this is my job and that is not my job. For example, when the Board of Health handed trash over to the selectmen, technically it became not our job. But Ed said, you had 15 years experience before we even touched this. He goes, of course we need that knowledge. We need that historical stuff. But that's where Pembroke shines. Its staff, whether it be the fire chief, the police chief, our town administrator, our Board of Selectmen, our other elected boards, everyone always steps up. And that's what I think is the single most amazing thing about our community government.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kathy Salmon, who is, our assessor in town, and she's fabulous. She actually came to the office one day and gave us a full presentation. And, everybody is so
she's
eager.
Amazing.
Yeah,
she's absolutely amazing.
Educate.
Kathleen McCarthy, our treasurer collector, is fantastic at what she does. You know, Ed and I are like, we need to purchase a bunch of bins, and how much, and what's it going to cost? And what she had that broken down and itemized out to the borrowing, out to what it would cost us, which was next to nothing as a community, and had it done in a day.
That's
the kind of teamwork. And technically, is that her responsibility? No, it's just to get the bond, but that she went that extra step and then was at town meeting with those numbers should someone need them. That's the kind of community we have. That's the kind of staff we have working on your behalf, on every taxpayer's behalf.
Yeah. And Mike Buckley, who's like one of my favorite
right?
up there.
Isn't he?
Well, remember way back when, Ed, when I was like the secretary on conservation? Do you remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I was like really soft and quiet?
Maybe when she was born.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so when I was the secretary, that's when the conservation secretary sat. I don't know if they are any. I don't think they are anymore, but that's when I sat in that office there. But yeah, it is. It's a great community. It's why I've never left. I've had the opportunity. Let's face it. We sell real estate.
Right.
We see houses,
That's
certainly
going to be tempting to be in your line of work. You see all these great houses.
No, never tempted?
No, because
I couldn't afford what these houses are, what I paid for my house 23 years ago.
That I agree with.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford, when I'm with
my
first time home buyers and we're in the 350 to 400, I couldn't afford to live in this ranch.
I really
couldn't with the two bedrooms and one bath. I couldn't
afford it. Sharon, before we go further on all the accolades for the staff and the people that work for the town of Pembroke, not because he's just sitting here, but the incredible amount of respect that the Board of Selectmen has for the community and for the people that work for the community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're the ones that they don't micromanage.
Yeah.
You know, they tackle all the tough questions, but they make sure that they get all the information that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like almost a standing joke where when a big issue comes up, all of them turn towards the chair at the end of the horseshoe chain, and they go, well, what do you think, Ed? Well, Ed wouldn't have any of these numbers or recommendations on it if it wasn't for, the fact that the support that we have on a day-to-day basis. But a lot of credit ought to go to the boards of selectmen that we've had over the years that have been very, very supportive of programs that we had and supportive of the employees.
Yeah. And the employees, the departments that we do have, I know, we have a lot of busy departments, but, it seems to me whenever we go to any of these departments, if you have to go into the building department, we're in there a lot looking for things. We go up to your office all the time and we're looking for things. Everybody is there and they're helpful, which is, it's really comforting. And that is really the reason why, there's no reason for me to leave Pembroke. I love it. It's a great place to be. And when people want to move in, with the name of our company, Boston Connect Real Estate, we tend to get people from Dorchester and all the way up, Weymouth, Quincy, Braintree. We're the gateway to the South Shore. We're so touchable and we're so, I feel like, reasonably priced. We could have, people who want to live maybe in $260,000 or $250,000 house, or we could have somebody who wants to be in an $800,000 house. We have like a whole full spectrum. What that means to me, though, is we have a lot of different opinions and ideas, and it's bringing the whole community together, and I really love that. We can do that. What was that thing that I was invited to do that, Ed, years ago, and we did that at the Pembroke Country Club, and you put together...
I remember that.
Yeah, do you remember that? That was great.
Yeah, that was a strategic planning retreat that was put on by Suffolk University, and I think it's time to dust off one of those again, because you're supposed to have them about every 5 years or so.
Yeah.
We've done two since I've been here. One was done at Bridgewater State, and the other one was done through Suffolk at the Country Club, so... That was a great time, and we really learned a lot from the folks that were there and implemented a bunch of those things that were recommended.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for a community to do that, and we brought together a lot of different folks at that meeting. We probably had 50 people, and they weren't just from one segment of our society in Pembroke.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of everybody.
I think it's time for to have another one of those.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Put me on the list. Well, you just heard the doorbell. That means we only have 5 minutes left, if you can imagine. I know. So if you missed any part of the show and you want to listen in again, please go to our podcast. You can find that on your podcast app at Talk Real Estate Radio, or you can go right to the website, talkrealestateradio.com. If you can't remember that, you can go to bostonconnect.com, and under the media tab, you'll find all of our shows. And if you are thinking about buying or selling a home and you'd like an evaluation done on your home, if you want to find more about buyer agency and having someone represent you through this process, you could give myself and Cindy a phone call at the office.
781-826-8000.
And she jumps right in there.
Here I am. Again, you're me.
I know. Again, you can also go to bostonconnect.com. Real quick, anything more on the, we have these little pamphlets, so we'll make sure that all of our agents have them, and we'll get that out.
Yeah, can I just rattle off the website? Yep. Everything we talked about so many salient points here today. You ladies are awesome. You asked really good questions, and the same questions you're asking is absolutely what the Pembroke residents are going to be looking for. www.pembrokema.gov. And then if you just get to the website, you can search trash manually, or if you want to enter the whole thing, it's then /trash-recycling. Ooh, mm-hmm. But if you get there, all that stuff's right on the cover page, all the rules about the toters, how to get more toters, where to put your toters, mm-hmm. when is it starting, when's my toter going to get to my house. We have all that good stuff up
are
there.
These and being, stop, sorry.
Go ahead. No,
these are going everywhere. I gave you
mail.
Are they going to the houses?
They're going in your trash bill. They're going on the bins to your houses. They're at the Lucky Dog. They're at the alumni. You guys are going to be taking them back to Boston Connect.
Yes.
Okay.
These are going to be everywhere. Everywhere right. We can get them, we've got them out. It's
when
stores.
Will they start to be going up? Because they're, I haven't
some
seen
out there. They'll be okay. in there. They'll be in your trash bill when that comes.
Is that coming soon?
It should be out there anytime now, if excellent. I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll put the website up on, you know, Pembroke Connect
if you please
and
do
all of those pages.
And we'll share that with you. And actually, there's already been a robust conversation on Pembroke Connect about this, but please throw it up again. But people can trot over the website. If you have clients with any questions, please have them give the Selectman's office a ring. And by all means, if the Selectman's office is busy, even though as we talk, Sharon, it's not my job, but that doesn't mean I don't have answers for you, and I'm happy to give them out.
Awesome. Great.
Great. Great pamphlet.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're excited about the new trash. Thank you guys for all that you do. Real quick, can you tell us what's going on with the road construction on Route 14? Everybody's asking the question.
Well, it started a couple of months ago, and it'll be going on for almost 2.5 years. The construction has started at both ends of Route 14 in town.
Mm-hmm.
You got the intersection of Maquon and Mattakeesett, mm-hmm. which is going to turn into a roundabout.
Okay.
That's a new
really? Yeah, they just did one of those in Kingston, too. Yep.
Hmm. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be, you know, that's the wave of the future in this state. And then they'll start at the intersection of 14 and 53, where the little firehouse is, which is right there with the property that the town meeting mm-hmm. authorized us to purchase for mm-hmm. a future fire station there on that corner. And they're going to be moving in. If you see a tree that's got wood.
Yes.
It looks like it's in tree jail. It's not in tree jail.
Yeah.
That's a new state DOT thing that protects the tree. In other words, that tree is going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they want to make sure that when they do all the construction, like widening the road and putting the sidewalks in mm-hmm. and the bikeways and relocating the telephone poles, that
those
trees
are protected. And that your trucks aren't hitting them. Again, you can listen to the show again on our podcast. You can find that on bostonconnect.com. Ed, Lou, Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
As always,
thank you
so much for the information. You guys are the best.
Thank you.